We start hour number two by having a conversation with a two-time Super Bowl champion. He is a Super Bowl MVP. He is a three-time All-Pro. He is a two-time NFL AP Offensive Player of the Year. He is a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He is a member of the 1990s All-Decade Team. He appears courtesy of Defy Zero THC CBD-infused performance drink. He is Terrell Davis, TD. Before we get into football, let me first ask you, how are you and everybody around you doing during this really unusual time and this pandemic?
Just trying to figure out what to do with our time.
Right.
It's been interesting. But I think it's a time where you can kind of go back and, you know, catch up on some stuff. I really got a lot done during this last, 2 months. And I think the biggest thing is spending more time with the family and my kids and then really getting a chance to see them and their environment, with this distance learning. I get a chance to sit with my daughter who's preschool, and I've never seen her, actually sit there and learn and show me all the stuff that she's really growing in. So that's pretty cool to see that. My sons are doing the same thing. So I just try to take advantage of the time. That's all.
There you go. Terrell Davis joining us. Now, from checking your Twitter feed, it's pretty clear that you're also continuing to get your workouts in. You know, I'm always fascinated by guys and how they approach their retirement when they've been competing and training and denying themselves their entire lives. When they're done playing, some guys like to say, hey, you know what, this is my time. I'm going to just relax. I'm going to enjoy life. Others just stay right at it, and it's part of their lifestyle. What's been your approach?
Yeah, I always feel like I got a game to prepare for. I can't turn it off. It's just in me. I like to work out. I like to feel like, I'm in shape. I like to feel like I'm competing for something. And I always feel like if I stop working out, I almost feel like that's when you just feel like, you're starting to die. So like it's the end. So I just feel like for me, it keeps me motivated to keep working out. And again, like, when you work out, your body releases endorphins and it just makes you feel better. Releases stress, gives you a chance to kind of just be in a different space. And, 2 years ago, I don't know, actually 3 years ago, when I created this company, Defy, I was struggling to work out. And, this was kind of the second kind of chance for me to be able to feel good again. So that's why we created this company, Defy. And I really have felt great the last 3 years, which allowed me to get up and work out, three to four times a week as opposed to one or two times when I was doing before. So all is well, man. I'm just trying to, stay in shape the best I can. 47 years old, man. 50 is right around the corner.
Dude. TD, you look amazing. Honestly, you look amazing. But again, this is not by some stroke of luck. You're putting in the time. You're doing the work. I want to talk to you about the Broncos, and I want to talk about your career. But you and I talked about migraines in the past. And the attitude towards CBD has changed quite a bit over the years. I've talked to one retired athlete after another who has said that they wished CBD-related pain relief and performance products were an option for them when they played. Do you feel the same way about that?
Absolutely. When I played, I didn't know anything about CBD at all. And obviously, the last 3 years when I started looking at it and doing more research, and it was clear to me that it worked for pain management and for battling inflammation. And those were the two things that I really was struggling with. And so once I started to get on a routine with it, I saw immediate results. And so you think about it, you're like, wow, we had this when we were playing, because the name of the game, man, you know what it is. The name of the game is to get you back on the field and to play the next game, but feel better. And to have something that that's natural, that has the effect that it has, and, that really doesn't have any long-term effects to it, it's really been remarkable for the results. So, yeah, absolutely. I always tell people, if I had this, I'm not saying I'm going to play, 10 more years, but I think you would have played more games where you would have felt, more close to the 90% or 100% versus going through the game feeling 50 and 60% and feeling those pains and aches throughout a game. And it's tough on an athlete when you have to think about that as you play.
We're talking to Terrell Davis. You know, something, I don't know if you were watching, I would imagine you probably did, but were you watching The Last Dance? And if so, you know, there was that reference to when the Bulls were playing the Pistons in the playoffs and Scottie Pippen had that migraine headache. It seems like Michael Jordan, even to this day, is still having a hard time believing that somebody could not play through a migraine. As somebody who has dealt with them, how brutal are they? I mean, it's not just another headache, right?
They are. I think the word, when you slap headache on it, I think it diminishes what it is. It's the headache part is 10 times worse than a normal headache, but it's really a condition. So what happens, it's not just the headache part. For me, I have temporary blindness. That's really from a half hour to an hour. And then you have nausea, vomiting. Sometimes you're disoriented. You can't remember things. And I've had migraines as long as 2 days. And so, yeah, it's a very debilitating condition. It's a disease. And it's on a spectrum disorder. So you can have it on a scale from a 1 to a 10. And mine were more of the 10 variety. I had more severe migraines. And now you're trying to play a sport. It's tough, man. And I commend Scotty and anybody who plays a sport and you play with a migraine. If it's a big game and you're a competitor, I don't care what it is, man. You're going to play through it. And people are like, well, how'd you play in that game? Like, you know what? I found strength somewhere. I was not going to come out of that game and leave my boys hanging. I had to suck it up, and that's what Scotty did.
We're talking to Terrell Davis. I can appreciate that. Like, I don't get them so much anymore, but I used to. And if it's on a spectrum of 1 to 10, they were not a 10, but I know exactly what you're talking about. There's, like, that loss of sight. I used to get these wavy lines where you couldn't see anything, and that would last maybe 20 minutes or a half hour, and then that would go away. And in the beginning, you think you're all right, but then the headache kicks in, the nausea kicks in.
Yeah.
Man, they're no joke. They're not fun. They're not just a headache. You don't hit that with a couple of Bear, and then you're good.
No.
It's a different deal.
No, bro. Not whatsoever, man. Imagine putting on a helmet.
It's right, no, exactly.
You know, go bang heads with somebody.
No, I can't imagine that. I simply cannot imagine that, because I would imagine, like, I'm a guy that I don't like to ever miss work for any reason, but when I would get those, I played through them, but in front of a microphone, not knocking heads with somebody else. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Listen, when you and I, the last time you came on, we were talking about Steve Atwater, or since the last time. Atwater was voted into the Hall of Fame. He had been waiting a long time for that.
Yeah.
Terrell, you've been telling everybody that he deserved to be in. So what's your reaction now that it's official?
Yeah, man, that was a great day. I mean, to hear, Steve finally get inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's been long overdue. And I talked to Steve over the years, and he's such a guy that it honestly didn't bother him. But it bothered me, you know, that he was not in there. And I said, Steve, I understand that, you know, you may not care about this, but, you know, you've got to come out and let people know that you care, that you are watching and that you really feel like, you know, you should be in the Hall of Fame. And he was like, well, I don't know. But then he started to come out a little bit more talking to the voters. But I'm not saying that's why he's in, but I do think that sometimes when you're not visible, some of the voters do tend to look at guys who are, and they get in, and some of the older guys get lost. But the bottom line is that he's finally in. At this point, it doesn't matter when he got in. He's finally in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Well-deserved. And Steve has been, what people don't give him credit for is, you know, when we had those Super Bowl runs, and even Super Bowl 32, I mean, I ended up becoming MVP in that game. But watch that game. Steve closely could have been considered for MVP in that game. The plays he made, the sack on Brett Favre, strip fumble, batted down the last pass that was intended, I think it was for Robert Brooks, and he blew up that thing. And he's made play after play. He was a mentor of mine when I first got to the Broncos, told me things that I was tipping off when we were running certain plays. But he's just been a pro and a guy who's unselfish and just comes to work every day. So, man, I'm glad Steve's finally in.
It, really interesting to hear you say that as a Hall of Fame running back, that he was one of your mentors. When you first came up, aside from Steve Atwater, who were some of the other guys that may have taken you under their wing? Who else did you look to?
When I got to Denver?
Yes.
Yeah. Of course, John. John was one that, playing with John, man, it's like playing with Michael Jordan, man. Like, you better bring it, dude. You can't come to a game with anything less than your best. Shannon Sharp was somebody that Shannon really changed the way that I approached the game from a help standpoint and preparing, you know, getting your meals prepared, doing all things off the field, getting the massages, the acupunctures, the chiropractor. And because I never did none of that. And I'm watching Shannon the way he went about his business. And I was like, that dude is on another level. So I just kind of watched him, went out to his place in Atlanta, trained with him during the offseason. He put me on to his nutritionist. So he was really good at that. And again, all these guys were really good. So there was quite a few people there. My coach, Bobby Turner, was really instrumental in kind of taking me to another level mentally with the game. But everybody needs those. And, you know, I certainly grew over the years. I wasn't Terrell Davis when I first got into the Broncos, but it took a team of coaches and players and people to kind of help get that out of me and help me develop into a pro.
Hall of Famer Terrell Davis joining us. One quick thought also, you know, you talk to Bronco players, it seems like the current players, they're really fired up about quarterback Drew Locke. As a team, when you feel like you found your guy quarterback and you've got confidence in that guy, how much does that impact every other player in the locker room? Is that the kind of thing that gives everybody a life?
Yes, it is. And that's, when you talk about a special player and they say he has that it factor, it's not just on the field. It's how that person affects other people around him. And it's contagious. When you have a player that it just has that, you know, you call it swag, call it whatever you want to call it. And it's like the person that people's going to follow him. They gravitate towards Drew Locke. And he's found a way in that locker room that everybody speaks like he is the dude. Like, they love his confidence. They love his competitiveness. They like his, you know, that he's involved. He's engaged with the teammates, and his on the field play is there. So, you know, you can do all you want to. You can be a good teammate, but if your play's not on the field, then some guys won't respect you. And it looks like everybody's respecting him for not only what he's doing off the field, but what he's doing on the field. And so, I'm excited about it, man. What I saw from him last year, the last year, we all are excited to see how he picks up in 2020. And now you throw some weapons out there, Jerry Jeudy, they got KJ Hamler, they went and got a tight end, and Big Albert O. So the Broncos, man, they got to keep up with Kansas City, and they recognize that. So you better bring some firepower. Don't forget Melvin Gordon, they got over and signed as a free agent, too. So. It'll be interesting to see how this offense clicks this year.
TD, what do you think about that really quickly? Melvin Gordon, do you like that pickup? Did they need him? Do you like that fit?
Of course, man. Here's what I know. You can never have two. I mean, they have Philip Lindsay, and, you know, Royce is there, but you can never have too many backs. And to bring Melvin Gordon, who is a different style of runner than Philip Lindsay, it makes sense to me. So absolutely. Ian, he's in his own division. You know, maybe he gets a little – get his blood boiling and get him to get fired up a little bit. But no, absolutely, man. I like Melvin. I've always liked Melvin Gordon. I thought, you know, he was one of those backs that never really gets the credit that he deserves. But I think he's a really, really good running back. And so, yeah, hopefully Denver's able to use him in a way that can kind of utilize his talent.
That's what I'm talking about. I like him too. I've always liked him. And it's just a matter of fit and use. And they have an embarrassment of riches there. So, TD, if people want more information about DeFi, where do they go to get it?
Yeah, go to drinkdefi.com. We just released our DeFi Zero, so it has no sugar in it. And again, that's drinkdefi.com. We're pretty excited about it, man. So come see us.
Good to hear it. Two-time Super Bowl champ, a Super Bowl MVP, Terrell Davis. Great to have you back, TD. Thanks so much. I appreciate you.
Jim, always, my man.
That was fun. Great talking to you. Always good to have you on. TD, Terrell Davis. He looks amazing right now. Check him out on Instagram. And again, I know I bring this up, but it's a source of fascination to me. And I'm not in any way judging anybody. I'm just fascinated by athletes that when some get to retirement, they don't do what they did their entire career. And I understand that. Right? There's a lot of talk about, like, Michael Jordan. You see Mike, and he's sitting up there in that chair with his cigar and his tumbler of whatever was in there. You know, Mike clearly is not a member of that breakfast club anymore, where he gets up at 6 a.m. and they go hard, and they go really hard. And then you see other athletes. Like, if you look at Terrell Davis right now, I mean, he looks amazing. And then when I asked him why, I thought he gave a great, great explanation. Because you want to work out, because it makes you feel good, because you're still competing, and you still want that feeling.